everybody, and welcome to the third edition of the To Quote Buffy podcast. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Jeremiah.
And this week we're going to talk about episode 3, which is the witch. I'll say the, even though it just says witch several times in this. So if I say the in front of it, don't tar and feather me, but that's just how I think of it.
Me too, so it's okay.
Yeah. This episode originally aired March 17th of 1997, and we start this episode with Buffy trying to, she's desperate for a normal life, and she's just trying to just see how she can fit in, and she decides that she's going to try out for the cheerleading squad again, much to the dismay of Giles. And during tryouts, one of the cheerleaders, Amber Grove, spontaneously combusts. So Buffy's able to save her. She puts the fire out, and, you know, all is well with the I guess it doesn't end well with the first tryout. The next day, one of the other cheerleaders, Amy Madison, knocks Cordelia over, who is also trying out, and causes Cordelia to fall. And we see later on there's a person in a black hood with a cauldron with some green bubbly stuff kind of bubbling inside of it. The person that we can't see pulls a doll off of the hook that she's got around her little area. I don't know what you would call like a witchy area, but she pulls it down. She throws it into the cauldron and offers Cordelia as the next sacrifice. So the next day at school, Cordelia is struck blind during her driver's ed class, and Buffy is able to save her in the nick of time from an oncoming truck. So in the library, Giles tells them that blinding enemies is a classic witchcraft trick that people do, so blinding and torment. And so they're trying to figure out who they think could be the witch, and all of them point to Amy, who seems to be under crazy pressure from her mom to make the team and sort of impress her mom, who was a great cheerleader in her high school days, and she made the team champions. So we find out that the cheerleading results have been posted. Buffy and Amy both make substitutes. And in order to prove that Amy is indeed the witch, the team decides that they're going to cast this. It's a spell, but it's just sort of a liquid that they can pour on her that'll turn her skin blue if she has cast the spell. So during science class, Buffy steals some of her hair, and they do the spell. Buffy dumps it on her and confirms that she is indeed the witch. And upon arriving home from science class, Amy reveals that she has stolen a bracelet from Buffy, and she goes upstairs. So now we know Amy's the witch, and she has Buffy's bracelet. So the next morning, Buffy's in a crazy happy mood, and she's, you know, acting like she's drunk. She's very loopy, and she goes to cheerleading tryouts, and she accidentally throws one of the cheerleaders completely across the gym, thus ending her chances of being on the squad. So Giles tells them that Amy has cast a Bloodstone Vengeance spell on Buffy in an attempt to kill her because Buffy knows that she's a witch. And he thinks that he can reverse these, but they need to get her spell book back to make the reversal happen. So they go, Buffy and Giles go to Amy's house and find out that Catherine, Amy's mom, has actually switched their bodies. So Catherine is in Amy's body and Amy is in her mom's body, in an effort to relive her glory days. They find the book, they head back to the science lab, and Catherine at this point is cheering at the basketball game, and she starts seeing flashes of Giles in the lab, and so she heads there with an axe, but Giles is able to reverse all of the spells before she kills Buffy. Catherine's back in her own body now, and she's casting another spell directly at Buffy, and Buffy's able to save the day. She reflects that spell. She kicks a mirror in front of herself, and the spell is reflected directly back onto Catherine, who vanishes. So later, a few days later, Amy and Buffy are walking down the hall. She tells Buffy that she's staying with her dad and that she hasn't seen her mom, and they go walk up to the trophy case, and Buffy wonders, you know, has she seen Catherine? Has she heard from her? And Amy says, no, she hasn't heard anything. But as the episode ends, the camera pans into the statue of the cheerleader revealing Catherine's eyes and a very muffled voice screaming for help. And that's where the episode ends.
All right. So what did we think of this week's episode?
I like this episode a lot. I like the introduction of Amy. I thought Catherine was a good villain. There's a lot of things I liked about this. There's some funny stuff that I will get into. But what did you think?
I love this episode. I thought this one was, you know, a lot of fun. Kind of random or a little different than the prior two episodes. This is our first episode with no vampires.
Yes. No student deaths or faculty deaths.
It's a good week for Sunnydale. You know, except for the curses and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's cheerleading week. Yay!
It is cheerleading week.
And I always love a good cheerleading episode. So.
I think this is it, isn't there? Are there any more cheerleading episodes? Well, I guess, yeah, later in season 7 there is one.
Season 7.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was Dawn.
With a certain someone.
Yeah. So some of the stuff that I really liked in this episode was, I liked Buffy trying to attempt to be, you know, try to get her normal human side out and not focus so much on forces of evil. But at the same time, it doesn't matter what she does. It seems like she still always has to be pulled into something that's supernatural. And that, like Xander says at one point in the episode, first vampires, now witches, no wonder you can still afford a house in Sunnydale. So I like that.
Poor Buffy.
She's never going to get to be normal.
She just can't win.
She can't. There was no angel, which was...
Yay! No smugness this week. Yay!
There are some things I didn't like, which is that they never come back to the cheerleading statue again. Like, I was really hoping that we would see something else happen with the cheerleading statue and just
although,
nothing.
Although, don't we get, like, a glimpse of, we get a couple glimpses, I think, in a couple different episodes.
Yeah, I just was hoping that maybe, like.
They bust her out?
Yeah, they'd bust her or something would happen at some point and she would get released, but that didn't ever happen, so.
I like the character. I could have saw her again.
Oh, Catherine?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I mean, we'll see more of Amy later in later seasons. She definitely makes a couple of reoccurring appearances. But yeah, I could have seen more of Catherine too. I really liked her character a lot. And like I said, she was a good villain for the short amount of time that she was. She really wasn't in it that long, except for the last, 15 minutes of the show. So
yeah, Catherine, who is played by an actress named Robin Riker. Little bit of a Buffy bite for you. Later on, she will make a guest appearance on David Boreanaz's show Bones. And around the same time as Buffy, or maybe a little before, she guest starred on Sabrina the Teenage Witch. So,
nice.
Yeah, there you go.
Another Buffy bite for you is Charisma Carpenter was a former San Diego Chargers cheerleader, so she is she's not new to cheerleading at all. That's where she came from. She was actually 26 years old when this aired.
She's old.
Yeah, she's like the oldest one of the cast, I think, other than Giles.
Is it just me, or were the cheerleaders kind of terrible in this episode, though?
They were. Yeah, like none of them were very good.
The cheers were bad. The like, even the cheerleaders that were already on the team, they weren't really that great.
They were not that great. That, go, Sunnydale, go! And that's all. That's all they said was like, go, Sunnydale, go. They didn't do anything else. They made like a pyramid. And that was it.
Running around in their kind of weird, like, ketchup and mustard cheerleading outfits. It's really weird.
I never thought of it as ketchup and mustard, but that's what it looked like.
Think, like, hey, maybe this is the best color scheme for these.
Oh, man, that's funny. And then their mascot is the Herbert, the Razorback. So it's like hot dogs with mustard and ketchup.
It's perfect. It's actually a perfect uniform.
It is.
I didn't even make that connection. So there you go.
I was just thinking of pork, and that's usually what's in hot dogs. So.
I have been proven wrong. The outfits are perfect. The ladies are on point with their things. So, there you go.
And one of the other things that I noticed was that when the episode first starts and they're walking into the gym, the whiteboard says tryouts 1996, but the episode didn't air until 1997. So,
error.
That's another.
Well, I guess it would have been accurate, you know.
I guess it really was 1996 when they, but we didn't see it until 1997. So, another Buffy bite for you is because of Buffy says that Amy's mom is very Nazi-like, and when they aired this in Germany, they had to change Nazi-like to Superwoman because they don't play.
They don't play.
No.
What else? Oh, we've mentioned her a little bit. Our introduction to the character of Amy. Yay!
Yes.
I really like Amy. I think she's a good addition to the show. She's not around a lot. She makes a couple more appearances. But I think I could have seen her be in more episodes. She could have been one of the gang, and I would have been fine with that.
Yeah, she does have a couple of more cameo appearances that she does in later episodes. She's actually a big part of the comic books later, so season 8. She has like a pretty big part in season 8 in the comic books.
So what are your thoughts on her? You like the character?
I liked her at first. But then as we got to season 7, there's some stuff that she's going to do later that I don't fully agree with or necessarily like, but for this episode, yeah, I like her.
Spoiler alert. She's crazy.
She is crazy.
She's crazy. Amy, who is played by Elizabeth Ann Allen. She was actually the runner up for the role of Buffy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She could have been our vampire slayer.
Interesting. I say this a lot, though. I just can't picture anybody else but Sarah Michelle Gellar doing it.
Yeah, me either. She would have been a terrible Buffy, but
now we never have to know.
Now we never have to know, but she's a good Amy, so
she is. Except for in that alternate universe where Sarah Michelle Gellar does not take the role, and Buffy is played by Elizabeth Ann Allen.
Boo to that parallel universe.
Oh, what else? Any other Buffy bites?
Let's see. We have some alternate titles for this episode.
Ooh, yay!
I always like the alternate titles. They kind of get it sometimes, but then they're kind of like, that doesn't really make sense. We have the French title, which is Spells, which is
okay.
Appropriate. It gets right to the point. The Finnish title, which is Witch Tricks.
Ooh, I like that one.
And the German title, which is Bewitched.
Interesting. Witch Tricks is my favorite.
Yeah,
that sounds like a cereal.
I like Witch Tricks as well.
That sounds like something I could eat in
all
the morning.
All appropriate and right to the point, I guess. So
yeah, that's very true.
Not like the obscure witch title that we get.
Yeah. And I don't know why I throw the in front of it. I guess it's just, maybe because the harvest comes first and then, I don't know.
The harvest and the witch?
The witch. It just seems.
I always say the witch too.
Okay. At least it's not just me. Hopefully other people out there are calling it the witch too.
It has our stamp of approval. It's okay.
This is actually the first episode where Willow refers to themselves as Slayerettes, too.
Slayerettes, yay!
Yeah.
Kind of yay, I guess.
Yes.
I like Slayerettes. It could work.
It could work. Scooby Gang is more
fun.
Yeah, it's more fun. Even though they don't call themselves that until season 2,
They're the Scooby. They'll always be known as the Scooby Gang.
They will. Okay, can we talk about Cordelia for a second?
Absolutely. I'm always ready to talk about Cordelia.
I love how sassy she gets with Amy in the locker room.
I just watched the episode and I was thinking that too.
She just like gets super sassy with her, and then she like slams her locker shut.
Such a
Yeah.
bitch.
She's totally a bitch, but I love it.
We love her.
And the fact that she's failed driver's ed twice.
Poor Cordelia. Okay, so can we talk about the driving test?
Yes.
I love that scene. I think you love that scene too.
I do. That's one of Mr. Pole is f like, I don't know. He's one of my favorite characters in this episode. He's in it for like a hot second, but he has my favorite line out of the entire episode, which I'll play for you later. It's hilarious. I don't know what I love about it, but he's sassy.
Yeah, for anyone that doesn't know, he is the driver's ed teacher, and
Yes.
yeah, he's in one of the most amazing scenes ever that I watched over and over again.
All right. I'm gonna let you set the scene up.
Okay, so picture it. So Cordelia is blinded by the spell that Catherine slash Amy has put on her, and she can't see. So she's in the middle of taking her driving test and she's like crashing through fences. It's just an insane scene. So after she crashes through a fence and manages to stop the car, which by the way, the teacher's like, hit the brake, and she presses the gas and like ramps through a fence.
I just snorted. So
Yes.
she's in the middle of the road
Yeah.
now.
So she's in the middle of the road, like just chaos all around her. She's taken out a fence and everything. And he's like, everyone get out of the car. So she gets out of the car in the middle of the street, and this like crazed UPS truck comes barreling down the street at like, 50 miles an hour right beside the school. And you just see the driver's hands inside the truck. It's like all shadowy, but you clearly see his hands on like both hands on the wheel. And he just goes barreling down the street and almost hits Cordelia.
It's like he speeds up when he sees her in the middle of the road.
Yeah, so he speeds up, almost kills her. Buffy has to save her. He takes the door off the driver's ed car and he just keeps going. Nothing happened.
I forgot
Oh,
how great that scene is.
yeah, I watched it over and over again until I just cried.
But it's like when you watch it again, it sounds like he steps on the gas as soon as she gets out of the car.
It is amazing. Everyone, go watch that scene right now and enjoy.
Oh,
Oh,
man. But
man.
Buffy saves the day, and
Yep.
Cordelia does not meet her end.
And the poor driver's ed car loses a door.
He'll have to be satisfied with that since he couldn't. That pesky girl was in the middle of the road. Oh my God.
He couldn't kill the girl, so he has to settle for the door, everyone.
Oh,
Oh,
that's a good scene.
that is an amazing scene.
From the time it starts, it's a good
Yes.
scene.
Oh,
She
man.
said she didn't want to drive today. I mean.
She called that one, that's for sure.
Oh man, whew. I'm crying over here. I'm laughing so
Yeah,
hard.
I'm sweating profusely now.
Oh, so what spells were used in this one?
Spells. We have a couple of spells. Our first spells in Buffy, I think.
Yeah.
In the well, I guess the master kind of did the whole harvest
Oh yeah, the vessel thing.
kind of a spell. But we had, what do we have? Four spells? Five spells?
Yeah, I think so. Four of them?
Yes, we have the Bloodstone Vengeance spell. That is the spell that is used against Buffy, to, make her drunk and fun.
Yep.
Yeah, highly recommend that spell, everyone. Go try it right now.
Yeah, go try it.
Barrels of fun. We have the disfiguring spell, which was used against Cordelia, I believe, and also LaShawn Davis. She's the one that she lost her mouth in the episode. We have the Curse of Korsheth, which was used against Buffy at the end of the episode, and it's the spell that ends up trapping Catherine in the statue.
Yep.
And we have the reversal spell that Giles uses to kind of cancel out all the spells.
And then he lies to everyone about how he's never cast a spell before.
Giles is a liar, everyone.
It's my first casting, except for all that time that I spent in my teenage years.
Except for raising demons and all that stuff.
Speaking of LaShawn Davis, I think you told me that she was listed as the most attractive in the yearbook.
Yes, Buffy Bite for everyone, LaShawn Davis, the girl that loses the mouth. She is voted most attractive according to the Sunnydale yearbook, class of 99.
Interesting. This is also one of the first times that Buffy reveals to her mother that she's a vampire slayer.
Yep, when she
in her drunken state.
Yeah, in her drunken state.
So that's always fun. That's not the first time that will happen, or that's not the last time that will happen either.
Joyce just doesn't pay attention.
No, she does not. And Joyce was kind of an asshole in this episode.
Yes, she was.
She let Buffy have it a couple of different times.
Yeah, she's super critical of Buffy pretty much the whole episode when she's not ignoring her.
Yeah.
Nice parenting, lady. I'm actually shaking my finger like she's in front of me and like I have children so I can scold someone.
Well, there's like at one point she's really distracted by an exhibit that she's getting ready for the art gallery. She doesn't even know what Buffy's auditioning for. She has no idea what's going on, which you'd think, like, Buffy's just been kicked out of another school. You'd think she'd, you know, be a little bit more concerned about what Buffy was doing.
Yeah,
in her first couple of weeks at Sunnydale.
Yeah, and it's really weird because she, you know, she doesn't pay attention to her at all about the trying out for cheerleading. Other than, oh, good, you know, that'll keep you from getting kicked out of school again.
Yeah.
But yeah, kind of just ignores it for the most part. And then she's like, why don't you try out for yearbook?
Yeah.
She wants Buffy to be on the yearbook staff.
And then she's just, and Buffy's just basically like, I don't want to do that because that's not my thing. And Joyce is like, well, whatever your thing is, it got kicked out of school.
Yeah. And then Buffy comments that the yearbook staff, those are the people that the nerds pick on, I think she said.
Yeah.
Poor yearbook staff.
Oh, yeah. This is not one of Joyce's best, finest parenting moments in this episode.
You know, this episode actually may be, I wonder if it's why so many people hate Joyce at the beginning.
Oh, that could be.
Because she is pretty terrible in this episode.
Yeah, she's not great.
Yeah, and Buffy comments that she hasn't gotten in trouble or, you know, kicked out or whatever. And her mom's like, oh, well, not yet.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's nice.
Way to have faith in me, Mom.
Yeah. Good parenting, lady. I'm still shaking my finger at her.
One other thing I want to talk about is the Wikia page for Joy.
Oh, it's amazing. Okay, you take this one.
I don't think you'll be able to get through it. I may not be able to get through it. So, Joy is head cheerleader. And if you go to the Buffy Wikia and read her page, it sounds like Drunken Buffy wrote.
It's amazing. You have to read it.
Okay. So this says, I may not be able to get through.
Okay, wait. Everyone go to the wiki page and read it. If it's
Buffy.com or buffy.wikia.com/wiki/joy. Let's start with the fact that they have a picture of Amber Grove's fiery hands in this little excerpt. But this says, Joy, last name unknown, was a Sunnydale High student and the captain of the Sunnydale High cheerleading squad during 1997. She develops heat for Buffy, partially because this last becoming crazy under Catherine Madison's magic influence had almost blessed her by ejecting on a wall. After graduating, Joy was seemingly succeeded by Cordelia Chase.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
So first off,
where do you start?
Yeah. What the hell is developing heat?
It makes it sound like she's attracted to Buffy, maybe? Right?
Woo! I can't even get through it because... Seriously. Somebody please fix this. Well, no, just leave it. Don't fix it. Just leave the Wikipedia page as it is.
Don't fix it, anyone. Leave it how it is. I'm gonna screenshot this so I can enjoy it forever.
Because this last becoming crazy under Catherine Madison's magic influence had almost blessed her by ejecting on a wall. What does this even mean? Okay.
Oh, I'm crying now. That's amazing.
I am too. Yes. It's this is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. So Jeremiah actually found this and pointed it out to me, and we read it and we laughed and we cried together.
Oh man. Develops heat for Buffy. And it's perfect because they have a picture of
Amber's flamy hands. Oh man. Oh. If we could find one of these every episode, my life would be complete.
Yes, it's amazing. Whoever updated the Joy page, please continue.
Yes. Please drink as much as you want to and then make edits. Oh, I'm seriously crying.
Ejected on the wall.
Ejecting on... Okay, I don't even know.
So all right. Where do we go from there?
Woo! Woo! So, I guess my final thoughts on the episode are... if I can stop laughing long enough to get through it. Good episode. Good character development for our core four. And I like the introduction of Amy, again, who we'll see more of. Joy, we'll see another... if the wiki page can be trusted, we see Joy again in a later episode.
Oh, man. They need to edit it and add more.
Yeah. Woo. The introduction of witches was good. I thought that the episode was just really well done. And I think some of these episodes that are more of this, they don't really contribute to the way that the season progresses. Like, they're not super important episodes, are some of the best ones that we see.
Yeah, so basically, what would we call them, filler episodes, I guess?
Yeah, filler episodes.
Filler episodes, but in a good way.
Yeah. There are some filler episodes that are just complete crap.
Yes, there are. I wonder if Joy's in any of them.
Oh... We really, if you're out there and you edited that wiki page, please get in contact with us and tell us
how you made
that up.
Tell me your life story. I'm fascinated by you.
We really need to know what happened there.
Oh, so yeah, my thoughts, great episode. I like the cheerleading, the witchcraft, the driver's ed, Joy.
Yes.
Just a fun episode.
It is a fun episode. There, like we said, there were no deaths this week. Students, staff, there were no vampires or demons killed. We can't count Catherine as a death because she didn't die. She's just trapped in that statue. We are going to count her as the monster of the week, though, even though she's not really a monster. She's just a witch. But since she was the big bad for today.
Monster of the week, Catherine Madison.
Yeah.
Kind of a creepy end for her, though, being stuck in that, muffled in the statue. That's kind of creepy if you think about
it. Right. It is creepy.
Ooh, okay. So, yeah. Should we get to our quotes?
Yeah. Do you want to tell people how they can get a hold of us?
Oh, absolutely. People can reach me at jb2quotebuffypodcast@gmail.com. Or you could also use the general show email to quotebuffypodcast@gmail.com. You can find our podcast on iTunes to quote Buffy Podcast. Everyone, please subscribe and review.
Yes, please. We have a Facebook page. It is To Quote Buffy Podcast. I think it's like facebook.com/To Quote Buffy Podcast. My email is ac2quotebuffypodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter @ToQuoteBuffy and at our website, toquotebuffy.com.
All right, there we go. And time for our favorite quotes.
Yay. Do you want to go first?
Yay. My favorite quote is a Xander quote.
All right, here we go.
I laugh in the face of danger, then I hide until it goes away.
Ah. I think everybody who's watched the show knows that quote.
Yeah, I love that quote.
That's a classic one. So, as stated, mine's Mr. Pole from the driver's ed, the beginning of the driver's ed scene. So, here you go.
You flunked driver's ed twice already. Show me some moves or you'll be taking the bus to college.
I don't know why I love that so much, but... And then our quote of the week will send us out, and we will see you guys next week.
See you guys next week.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Why should someone want to harm Cordelia?
Maybe because they met her?
Grr. Arg.